So you've reached the final stage of initiation. This will, I guess, prove to us that you're capable of being in our association, if you will. Now, when I said that this test will test your stamina, I meant to see if your heart can handle being fucked by a vampire such as myself. But, that's not all. Do you remember when I said that our kind is, you know, slowly losing numbers? Well, that's where you come in. As a human woman, your use, or well, one of your main uses, is to give us children to raise in order to expand our army, like I said. Now, I'm pretty sure you know how that's going to happen. So, how about, with that smile of yours still on your face, how about you just come up here, come on, take my hand, and let us venture over to the bed over here. Come on, just follow my gaze, follow my gaze. There we go. Now, let's just get rid of these pesky clothes you have on. Your breasts. So supple in my hands. Smell just how fertile you are. I have a good feeling about you. Oh, maybe if you survive this, you'll make some new friends. You'll make friends with the other women that we breed. Don't worry. You'll have your chance to go out into the field and distract the other vampires that we need taken care of. Or the other humans, but for that matter. But for now. Oh. Don't be frightened about the size. I'll make sure that I don't go too rough on you. I wouldn't want to break a delicate human like yourself. I can't wait to give you my seed. But to show I'm not a total dictator, how about I give you something first? There we are. You taste so pure. Virgin, are you? We can tell. It's a taste, if you will, in addition to your scent. You see, even though you human women's pussies may smell and taste the same to one another, to a vampire, we can taste everything we need to know about you. The beauty of vampirism. But you're not quite there yet. For now, like I said, we have to test your stamina. And trust me, you will be tested. Certain aspects about me to make myself do whatever is required of me. In this case, my tongue is pointed enough, as I am a sharp silver-tongued devil in some ways, but it's shaped in a way where I can put you under my spell. Oh. You're doing so well, human. So far, so good. You want to know the best part? When you become a vampire, you have all the stamina in the world. We can fuck as much as we want to. Without getting tired. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Will you save me? Virgin human pussy is the best. Were you saving yourself for us? Sorry, what a shame. A beautiful woman like yourself. I thought you would have had multiple guys at least by now. Maybe at the least two or three. Oh, but don't worry. I'm gonna make the best of this. Mm. Fuck. What's that? Oh, don't worry. It'll be just like a normal pregnancy. You see, even though we may be vampires, your human bodies are still human. So it'll just be your usual 9 months. You'll be happy knowing you're carrying my children. Oh, did we forget to tell you that? Normally, a successful impregnation usually results in twins or triplets. I think one time I even gave a woman quintuplets. Well, you see, that's the thing. We vampires, we may seem like we're all just fucking and sucking everything that moves, but you'd be wrong. You see, we have to save up our cum in order to ensure the highest probability of success. And from what we've experienced, you human women love it when men explode their seed inside of you. You like feeling the warmth of it as it fills your womb and it drips out of your pussy. Oh, you human women, I fucking love them. Oh yeah, you're doing so well. Oh, I sure hope that your eyes rolling in the back of your head is a sign of you're about to come all over my cock, and not of you failing your last step of initiation. You're doing so well. Oh, yeah. Moan just like that. I can tell you're gonna be an amazing part of our team. You chose this path. Now you get to be part of something greater. And don't worry, we'll help you raise the children. Well, we have nurses for that, but don't worry, we won't just fuck you and leave you pregnant and fuck the next bitch. Well, we will, but we will at least remember who we knocked up. Hey. Just because we're evil doesn't mean we're total fucking assholes. Mm. Oh, my God. You make me feel so good. I can't wait to give you my seed. Oh, don't worry. You'll be able to have this cock anytime you want. My thick cock can be yours anytime. Assuming you survive this as is. That is. I'm getting closer. You like it when I grab your breast. Oh, naughty, naughty girl. Oh my God. You are ready. Oh yeah. Hey, you're almost there. I'll roll your eyes in the back of your head if you need to. But don't you dare fucking fail this. You're one of the humans that I know will do good. Do well. There's a reason why we vampires get a burning sensation. You'll get used to this. I believe in old Shakespearean times, this would have been called a fire in your loins. And not just because of your soon-to-be uncontrollable, lustful desires for cock. And the amount of heat that comes from when we shoot our hot seed inside of you. trust me. Well, you survived. What do you know? All right. I'm gonna call for our nurses to assist you with getting your accommodations ready. Just let me pull out of you one second. No. Leave it there as a... Don't wipe it up. Leave it there as a reminder. Welcome to the...